And you can register there for the circles, and we'll send you all the information. If you just are curious about what we do, go to our website. We have lots of media stuff, interviews like this one, information about, we work with schools and organizations, workplaces.
All right, we're getting cut off now in five seconds.
Thank you so much.
Say the website one more time.
TheRestorativeCenter.org. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
My name is Rip Van Wagner from the lovely village of Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC, ACRA, Catskill and More, 90.7 FM.
Turn out or tune in Wednesday, August 10th to another show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Live. There'll be performances from Jeffrey Silverstein, Camp St. Helene, and Will Stratton, and a DJ set from Stadiums and Shrines, a live web stream and broadcast on 90.7 and WGXC.org. Jeffrey Silverstein is a songwriter living in Portland, while Will Stratton is from Beacon, and Camp St. Helene are from Catskill. The show is from 8 to 11 p.m. Wednesday, August 10th. You can turn out in person at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, or tune in on 90.7 FM or on a web stream at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson. This is Corey McCaslin with a music selection playing tribute to some recent passings, along with songs from New Order, Kate Bush, and more, including a collab between Diamanda Galas and John Paul Jones. Now let's get into a special Geek Speak report. The news that gripped the entertainment industry last week was the massacre Warner Brothers Discovery went on as a capper to cleaning house. In the days leading up to their quarterly earnings report, shoes dropped to crush several projects. The New York Post, followed by confirmation from The Wrap, reporting the company had taken the rare move to shelve the completed HBO Max Batgirl movie starring Leslie Grace, Brendan Fraser, and Michael Keaton. No dumping on the service, no reshoots to juice it up for a theatrical release. Instead, it's the day the clown cried of the DCEU. This was quickly followed by the shelving of the 95% complete Scoob prequel, Scoob Holiday Hunt, which I might have been looking forward to if they told everyone beforehand that Paul Dini was aboard as a writer, the Batman vet noting that it had tested well. Circling back to Batville, there were conflicting reports from the Post that other than Grace's performance, test audiences weren't enthused for Batgirl and likened it to a bad TV episode, though Deadline claims the screenings weren't that disastrous. Then came the cancellation of several HBO Max shows, mostly animated, including Little Ellen, surprised that survived DeGeneres' own cancellation, to be frank, and the acclaimed Close Enough, the former also likely to have its third season unreleased. Multiple made-for-Max movies were also pulled, including the abysmal Witches remake, Angel Manuel Soto's Charm City Kings, and Melissa McCarthy's Super Intelligence, leaving only 8 originals, including Soderbergh's recent efforts and the Snyder Cut, though Rolling Stone says Iwerks' requests to license clips from that were turned down as the company line is only the theatrical Justice League is official. A lot of this was for a tax write-down to compensate for over $3 billion in net losses, disappointing revenue, high debt, and massive layoffs looming ahead of the merger between HBO Max and Discovery Plus platforms planned for next summer. Part of that plan includes an actual one for DC movies going forward, referred to as a 10-year plan that may include former Disney exec Alan Horn guiding. While that'll still include Peacemaker, James Gunn took to Twitter to reassure fans it's safe, and the troubled Flash movie, it won't include the Supergirl movie starring Sasha Calle that was intended to spin out of The Flash. The biggest change, and perhaps the only silver lining, is a rededication to theatrical exclusive releases, CEO David Zaslav saying recent events have proven direct-to/simultaneous streaming releases are a money sink. The first sign of this was the cancellation of Baz Luhrmann's Elvis' planned release on HBO Max, instead only releasing it today for PVOD rental and purchase, with a Max release coming at some later date. So with that info dump done, our first set starts with the first honoring of a beloved actor and entertainer's recent passing. Sitcom, soap, and Doctor Who vet Bernard Cribbins passed away at the age of 94 last week, presumably making his return in next year's Who anniversary his final performance. But early in his career, he was also a popular novelty singer, his biggest hit inspiring the name of a future one-hitter, Right Said Fred. However, we'll be hearing another song of his before some other British TV novelties. Here's Hole in the Ground.
There I was, digging his hole, all in the ground, so big and sort of round it was, and there was I, digging it deep, it was flat at the bottom, and the sides were steep. Went along comes this bloke in a bowler, which he lifted and scratched his head. Whoa, he looked down the hole, poor demented soul, and he said, do you mind if I make a suggestion? Don't dig it there, dig it elsewhere. You're digging it round and it ought to be square. The shape of it's wrong, it's much too long, and you can't put a hole where a hole don't belong. I ask, what a liberty, eh? Nearly backing right in the bowler. Well, there was I, a sturdy me hole, shoveling earth for all that I was worth. I was, and there was him, standing up there so grand and official with his nose in the air. So I gave him a look sort of sideways and I leaned on me shovel and sighed. Whoa, I lit me a fag and Abby took a drag. I replied, I just couldn't bear to dig it elsewhere. I'm digging it round cause I don't want it square. And if you disagree, it doesn't bother me. That's the place where the O's gonna be. Well, there we were, discussing this hole, all in the ground, so big and sort of round it was, it's not there now. The ground's all flat, and beneath it is the bloke in the bowler hat. And that's that.
Well, I'm here in my cafe all by myself, getting a drink down from the shelf. It is closing time, the place is shut, and I've been working off my butt, hiding airmen from the Uns, not to mention dynamite and guns. My life is in jeopardy each day. When will these Germans go away?
Hello, Annette.
Hello, Yvette.
Are you not going to bed just yet?
Well, if I do, I will not sleep. There's a noisy band out in the street, playing some new marching tune. About to make me go banana soon.
The band you hear out in the street is playing the very latest beat. Let's move the chairs and a dining table so we can dance.
That's impossible. Shut up out there. It's time you were stopping.
Wene, please let's do hip-hopping.
Hopping hips? What are you saying?
Now follow me.
What are they playing? The world seems all I've ever done.
Well, try this dance. You'll have some fun.
But to do a waltz is 1, 2, 3. This dance is much too hard for me. Now hold me tight and let me lead.
We can't do waltzing at this speed.
Follow me. You see, man, it is simple.
When you hold me, René, I go weak.
Just close your eyes, Yvette, don't speak. And on my feet, I've started tapping.
Don't stop, René, cause now you're whopping.
This is not good for my bad back. Could this be my first heart attack? My idea of rapping.
You said you'd like to try new things.
If I do, I'll soon be wearing wings. Give them money, make them stop, cause I've hardly got an ink to up.
But you really have got such a lot of wisdom.
It's bringing on my rheumatism.
Come on, Wene, I like this section.
What's it called?
The French Connection.
Is this music never stopping? I feel like a frog with all this upping.
Come on, please, now, don't start napping.
Do we have to do this wretched rapping?
You bet your life!
Can they play that waltz again? This sound is doing in my brain. Enough of this hopping round the house. How about something from Johann Strauss?
Oh, yeah.
When you move, I start to tingle. Oh, I wish that you were single. Keep me at arm's length. Now, Wene, please don't go too far.
I'll just rest here behind the bar.
But Wene, the trap door's there with water.
Oh, no, oh, I've been forgotten.
Ah! Oh, what has happened to my fella?
I've fallen in the flaming cellar.
Oh, no, he's lying on his back on a great big pile of nutty slack.
Relief at last, now shut the trap. He bet.
Yes, Wene?
That's the end of the rap.
Myself. Oh, when I was a boy, just about fifth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay up late. Oh, with the bad boys, always shooting pool. Son, you're going to flunk at school.
But I don't believe her.
Oh, boy, it make me sick, all the things I have to do. I no get no kicks, always have to follow rules. A boy, it make me sick just to make a lousy buck. Got a feeling like a fool.
And then my mama, she always said to me,
what's the matter, you can't got no respect? What do you think you do, can't? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
Yes, my mama. And now I play guitar for you. Oh, smart, very good. I learned it from a book.
Soon come a day, gonna be a big star. Then I make a TV shows and the movies, and I get myself a new car. Still I be myself, I don't want to change a thing. Still I dance and sing.
And then my mama, she start on me again.
What's the matter, you can't got no respect? What do you think you do, can't? Why you look so sad? It's no so bad, it's nice place.
Oh, shut up your face.
But no matter, I still love my mama. What's the matter, you can't got no respect? What do you think you do, can't? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
I have take afternoon off from hotel to make this record, so I can become very famous big time pop star. It's already big hit in Barcelona with my brothers and sisters. They clap very much when I sing. Hey, you like to be famous pop star millionaire peoples too? It's very, very easy. I sing What's the Matter You? And you sing Cake. And at the finishing, you all can sing Shut Up Your Face. Here we are going. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect. What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
It's not so bad. It's a nice place. Shut up your face.
Louder, I no can hear you. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad?
It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Shut up your face.
It's cool, baby. One time more.
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect. What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
It's not so bad. It's a nicer place.
Shut up your face.
That was Shut Up Your Face by Andrew Sachs as Manuel from Fawlty Towers. Prior to that was Gordon Kaye as Renee DMC, Devastating Macho Charisma, along with Vicky Michelle as Yvette, rapping Renee and Yvette as a tie into the classic Britcom LO LO, and we started with the late great Bernard Cribbins' Hole in the Ground. Today's second set starts with Duran Duran declaring Too Much Information.
Thank you.
After Too Much Information from Duran Duran, we heard World, Price of Love by New Order. Today's first half closes out by starting with a tribute to one of the first Hey, It's That Guys I recognized. One of my all-time favorite British thespians who are often the best thing about some movies, David Warner. No, he didn't sing as far as I know. So instead, like back in 2016 when I paid tribute to Alan Rickman by playing the canceled Christmas speech from Robin Hood, here's Malcolm McDowell's Herbert G. Wells confronting David Warner as John Stevenson, a.k.a. Jack the Ripper, in the classic 1979 time travel romance, Time After Time.
Bless my soul.
May I come in?
Certainly, sir. You were literally the last person on Earth I expected to see. You've given me quite a turn. Though now I think of it, there was no way of preventing the machine from returning. I haven't the key.
No.
And you managed to find the nerve after all.
After I'd tested your machine for you.
And how did you manage to track me down once you'd got here? That was brilliant. We must add detective to your list of accomplishments. You're a regular Sherlock Holmes.
I'm not here to engage in idle banter with you, Stevenson. You've used me. And you've used my machine to escape the ends of justice.
I must congratulate you on that device. I confess that at dinner the other century, I thought you'd lost your wits. But fate intervened and forced me to ascertain for myself that you are truly the Columbus of a new age, the dawn of time travel. I salute you.
I want you to come with me now.
Yes, of course. Where are we going this time?
To the museum. I'm obliged to take you back to face the consequences of your acts.
You can't be serious. You're so Victorian. Now take me back. How do you propose to do that? By force?
Be reasonable, John. We don't belong here. We've violated...
We don't belong here.
Let me show you something. Sit down.
Come on, I won't budge.
Now look.
Palestine terrorists carried out their threat and began shooting the first five of 106 Israeli schoolchildren held hostage for 18 days in a secret.
You haven't gone forward, Herbert. You've gone back.
Just received word that Mayor Griffin Margolin of Columbus, Ohio, was shot.
We don't belong here. On the contrary, Herbert.
CBS presents a special documentary.
Can I belong here completely and utterly. I'm home. It's you who do not belong here. You, with your absurd notions of a perfect and harmonious society. It's drivel. The world has caught up with me and surpassed me. 90 years ago, I was a freak. Today, I'm an amateur. You go back, Herbert. The future isn't what you thought. It's what I am. Do you know that you can go into a shop here and purchase a rifle or a revolver? It's perfectly legal. These people encourage...
Stop it!
It's catching, isn't it? Violence.
Sky, the man shade. his hands held high, cruise me yard, cruise me bay. A blonde leaf beyond, 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 blow me down, no return.
Forgotten Geek on WGXC continues, coming out of a set that began with a soundbite from Time After Time in memory of David Warner, followed by David Bowie's I'm Deranged. Our penultimate set begins by honoring the late, great Nichelle Nichols, who passed away after a long battle of dementia last week. As she was the only OG Trek actor who could actually sing, here's Ancestry.
From whose seeds do I grow? Where do my boys? grow? Is outer space the place to grow? Amid the stars and moons that glow, is this a door to all eternity? Ancestry.
Following Nichelle Nichols' Ancestry, we heard Experiment 4 by Kate Bush. I know I heard another song from her in the last season of Stranger Things that wasn't Running Up That Hill, but I can't find any confirmation if I'm right if it was that or not. Whatever the case, we now go into our last set of the show with Jan Terry taking us on a journey to Mars.
Just waiting for you.
Was Diamanda Galas and John Paul Jones with Scotta Semi from their 1994 collaboration The Sporting Life, preceded by Journey to Mars by Jan Terry. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with the second half of Forgotten One Hitter 1955 to 1970 leftovers. Stay safe as we go out with the Virgin Magnetic Material mix of Echo and the Bunnymen's The Killing Moon.
Against your will, through the thick and